maybe like there'd be a trick or treat tonight to set up for this community. A man called me a while ago and said, you all don't forget now, tonight's trick or treat. You all don't forget.
Was that, do you take that as referring to your whole family, or does it mean just you?
No, my whole family, everybody.
No one would ever say you all talking to one person.
No, sir.
What about...
It's a couple now, even with a couple. You all come to see me. You all don't forget talking about two people. But not never one. You don't forget.
What if there had been a party and you hadn't been able to go to it, and you were asking about the people that had gone? You might ask, well...
Did you all have a good time?
Or you wanted to know which people had gone, you might ask, well, who? Would you ever say who all was there? Did you ever use that?
Yes,
one?
Yeah.
How would you use
who
that?
Who all was at the party? Who all was at the party? Now, I don't think, a lot of times I say, who was at the party? Who was at the party? That all is used a lot of times, really, when it's not necessary to be used, but it is very common to use.
What if, say, there was a group of children out playing, and they obviously belonged to more than one family? You were asking about them, you might say.
Let's see. Who does all these children belong to?
Would you ever say, who all's children are they? Or whose children are there?
I don't think, no, not. Now that's used, but I don't use it.
What if, say, you were asking about a speaker's remarks, you know, all of his remarks, everything he said, you might ask, well...
Say that again.
When you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he said, you might ask, well... Would you ever say, what all did he say? What all did he talk about?
Yeah, I'd say what all did the speaker talk about.
And
that all would come in there. What all did he talk about?
And say, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
himself.
And if no one else will do it for him, you say he better do it
himself.
And what's made of flour and baked in loaves?
What is that?
Made of flour and baked in loaves.
Loaves. Biscuits.
Okay, or something else that comes in a loaf would be it.
Bun.
What? I'm talking about kinds of bread though. What?
Pan. But that's not now. That's what I was talking about the other day. We bake a bread in a loaf if it's out of flour.
What do you put in it to make it rise?
Baking powder.
What about something else that you put in?
We don't put yeast in. We don't use yeast.
Do you know what that kind of bread is called, where you put yeast in it? Did you ever hear light bread or?
Oh yeah, light bread. Yeah.
What's
that's
that?
White bread. We buy light bread. Yeah, yeah.
That's what.
It's not used anymore. It's just about to get out. But used to when I was a young boy and coming up, light bread. That meant the kind that was bought commercially, like the loaves of bread we get today. That was light bread. It was real light, see? Now, either light bread or biscuits or cornbread.
You say there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then there's...
The commercially bought bread.
What other kinds of, what sort of things did you make out of cornmeal?
The small flat. And I'm talking about now with a baker. Okay. A baker.